Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord dealt with us to get into aviation. And we had a little single-engine airplane. And I've been flying not quite 400 hours. Not if you know it, but that ain't much. And the Lord dealt with us to believe for a jet. And we did, and the thing came in. And I'm flying a single engine. And it's a big jet. And I felt like I was supposed to go to school. So they accepted me. In probably the best school in the world. I'm not exaggerating. Up in New England. They'd been teaching people on this particular airplane for 40 years. People came from all over the world to this school. And I showed up there. Billy Keith. From Mississippi. What does that mean? Don't let the accent fool you. 300 something hours. Man, you know, you're still figuring out how to get it up and down. My first day, they pulled me in. The program manager pulled me in and he said, how much time do you have? Is this number right? Because like their minimum time on the other people are like 3,000 hours. I got 300. He said, what's the last thing you flew? Have you ever flown a jet of any kind? No, sir. He just shook his head. He said, I don't think you're prepared for this. He said, I don't think you understand what this is required. These are professionals that have been flying for 20 plus years and they finally get to this level of flying. He said, your instrument skills are not going to be here. On and on and on. Well, I'd already had a couple of my ground school classes already. He said, do you understand what they're talking about? I said, yes, sir. Really? I said, yeah. I said, well, will you let me go as far as I can? If I can't do it, I can't do it. He said, we've already got your money. I said, so let me go. He said, all right. And man, as the days went by, it took a month, night and day. And as the days went by, I began to realize there's a whole lot I did not know about this. This is serious stuff. And we'd get in the simulator, and grown men have been known to squeal. After about 5 minutes, you don't know that it's a sim. And the engine catches on fire and everything goes black. And it's very demanding. And as the days went by I felt taxed and I felt loaded and I felt like, this is too much. This is too much. This is too much. But I have to get up and tell myself, no, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Amen. The Spirit of wisdom. Because they'd go over it and I didn't get it. And I had to go home and read it again and read it again and read it again because I didn't have anything to relate it to. I had no experience. It's like talking a foreign language. But you cannot stop and go, I can't get it. It's too much. There were times in the sim I was tempted. It almost came out of my mouth to say, stop. Just stop. Stop. Please stop. And let me out. Because it really felt overwhelming. But if I'd have done it, there are times I bit my lip. I said, no, I can get this. Are you listening to me now? Yeah. I'm not saying this for my benefit. I already knew it. I'm saying it for you. I can get this. Say it out loud. I can get this. I can get this. See, it didn't look like it. It didn't feel like it. And there were times after 3-4 weeks of that, I was so fatigued. I'm doing 14-hour days. I'm studying half the night. And I'm driving there. And I don't want to climb back in that black hole again. And let them, you know, two of the other guys that I was training with, these are pilots now. One of them had 3,500 hours. One of them had 4,500 hours now. They fly for banks. They fly for chemical companies. And one of the guys, they came in looking pale. And one guy said to the other, he said, I know what this is. He said, what? He said, it's pilot hell. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, you get in there and everything goes wrong. Everything is awful. And then tomorrow it happens again. And then it happens again. And then he said, this is pilot hell. And the guy I was with that had so much time, I had to prop him up. I had to preach to him. I did. He had 10 times the time and experience that I did. And I had to say, he said, man, I don't know. I don't know. He come in, his stomach was upset. And he's like, man, I don't know. I said, I know. He said, how you know? I said, I know. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I can get this. Come on, say it out loud. I can get this. Now, let me back up on this. There are two big keys. This is so big. Can you tell that this is big?
Yeah.
Oh, this is big. This is so big. The Lord's helping me. I'm being led, but it's going to take us a while on this. Two big keys to wisdom and understanding getting is you must have faith. You've already heard this. You must also have humility. Everybody say humility. If you don't know it, you don't know it. And if you don't understand it, you don't understand it. To act like you do when you don't is pride. And it'll cripple you. How do we get kids in the seventh grade that can't read? Somebody pretended. They pretended, teachers pretended, parents pretended, right? And what happens is when you cover something and you pretend and you act like you know when you don't and you keep covering it, the longer it goes, the worse it gets. You got to humble yourself and say, I don't know. I did it when I was in school that time with them. I had a room full of guys, and I am Ned in the first reader. But something would come up, and I'd say, and they'd say, yes. I said, I don't understand that. And the guy was so nice, he was an ex-military guy. He used some colorful language, but he really knew what he's talking about this stuff. And he came back, and he acted like it blessed him. Maybe that's not the right word. He enjoyed it. And he came back and he said, well, it's about time somebody asked a blankety blank question. He said, he said, son, don't you worry about this. I'm going to show you how to do this. And he'd sit down with me and he'd go through this and he'd say, you got that? And sometimes I'd say, no, sir, I'm sorry. He said, that's all right. That's all right. But see, the thing is that a lot of the other guys, when I asked the question and they answered, they were like, yeah, glad you asked it. But they weren't going to ask. Why wouldn't they ask? I've been driving airplanes for 35 years. I don't need to ask about that. That's why a lot of people are dead. It's a fact. Pride. Oh, so many people dead because of pride. So many people. Let's say we're flying along. I'm flying, plane. You're riding in the back. And they tell us, you know, go heading 030. And I'm thinking, was that 030 or 300? But I don't want to look like a dummy by getting back on the radio and asking because these people here are watching me and they may think, well, boy, he don't know what he said. And so you'd rather I ask or just go the wrong way? Was that 3,000 or 1-3,000? When there's a mountain out there that's 10,000 feet tall. We need to know. We need to be sure. Here's something real simple. Now, I know you think it's too simple, but if you don't know,
ask.
Admit that you don't know. If you don't understand it. And sometimes it's tough on you because it seems like everybody else got it. A lot of times they didn't. I see that more and more. You either know or you don't. You either understand or you don't. Anything is simple when you understand it. And anything is simple if you'll go back to the first steps of it. You try to jump in the middle of it, well, sure, it's going to seem overwhelming. But get somebody to back you up. Well, now, where'd this start? Get me back to the front of it. And refuse to move to the next step till you understand it. And do not just think, well, they're tired of fooling with me. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. I got it. Because, see, I'm amazingly quick, bright, and short, and I got it. These are the people who cause you problems. On the other side of this thing, you have not communicated until someone understands. Somebody said, well, I said it exactly like I meant it. Yeah, but did they understand it? Well, I told them, yeah, but that means nothing. We're talking about, there's more wisdom here than you may see. Something as simple as pulling up to the drive-thru. Well, give me 3 juicy burgers and a chocolate malt and a large French fry. Well, sir, do you want the number 3? Do you want the mini max or the double max? Or don't try to get them to conform to you. Speak their language. Look on the board. What do they call it?
Yeah.
Call it what they call it. Did you hear me now?
Yeah.
When you walk into a place, look around. How do they refer it? Be sharp. Be quick. When they call it that, then that's what you call it. And don't try to make everybody conform to you. That's haughtiness. That's ugly pride, superiority.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Established by Understanding, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602C. That's R1602C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God. Faith, be to God. God.